Thank you and good afternoon. Officials from Cal OSHA are on the scene of a bridge span collapse in Willits, an industrial accident that sent three men to the hospital with moderate to serious injuries. At just after 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon, a 150-foot section of a bridge, part of the Willits Bypass Project, collapsed, trapping and injuring one worker who was able to free himself and injuring two other men, one of whom was airlifted to a Santa Rosa hospital. Emergency crews, including Little Lake firefighters, ambulance crews, and CHP and Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies, responded to the scene. The men, who worked for Caltrans contractor Flatiron Construction, were pouring concrete when they felt the section begin to sway and move, and several other workers made it to safety before the collapse. Eli Roll, the press officer for Caltrans, said in an email that there are no details on the cause of the collapse as of yet and no estimation of how long the collapse will delay the project. Work has been halted and Cal OSHA has begun an investigation. Eureka police are searching for the suspect who brandished a handgun during an armed robbery at the Foster Freeze restaurant in Henderson Center at just before 10 o'clock on Thursday night. The police reported the suspect, an adult white male with blue eyes, about 5'4 to 5'5, 140 pounds, wearing a camouflage mask over his face and wearing a tan jacket, walked up to the window, showed a handgun to an employee, and demanded money. The suspect fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash and remains at large. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. Citizens assisted Eureka police officers today around noon in arresting a wanted parolee who evaded police officers by driving recklessly through Eureka. An officer spotted a parked vehicle with a suspicious male inside near West Harris and California streets, and as the officer approached the vehicle, he noticed the driver, 36-year-old Julian Schaefer, was a wanted parolee. Schaefer immediately started his vehicle and ignored officer commands, and Schaefer fled east on West Harris Street. Officers ended the pursuit as Schaefer drove up to 60 miles per hour and in the process ran a red light. Schaefer then collided with a parked pickup truck near F Street, and Schaefer continued to flee on foot. Thanks to the help of citizens, they gave officers directions to Schaefer's whereabouts. Schaefer was ultimately detained by a citizen in the U.S. Bank parking lot. Schaefer was booked into county jail for hit and run, parole hold, and a felony charge of reckless evading. A single-vehicle traffic collision closed down Highway 197 in Del Norte County for more than 2 hours Thursday morning, just before noon. 55-year-old Debbie Wisenant was driving a Jeep Cherokee northbound on 197 when she lost control and left the roadway to the east, sheared off a telephone pole at the base, and then rolled back across the roadway and slammed into a tree on the western side of the highway. Wisenant suffered minor injuries during the collision and was taken by ambulance to a local hospital. The crash closed the highway while the scene was cleared. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Monday was not only the start of the spring semester for students at Humboldt State University, it was also the start of the first semester for the newly sworn-in University Police Chief, Don Peterson. Peterson, who was sworn in January 5th, has 29 years of various types of law enforcement experience in Broward County in Florida. Peterson gave his thoughts on the area and the campus now that the first week of the semester has concluded.
I love it. I read a quote that appeared where it said, I feel like I won the lottery, and you know, I think that doesn't quite capture the feeling. What I meant to convey is, I think if anybody found out, hey, I won the lottery, they'd feel incredibly lucky and fortunate, and that's how I feel. I feel very fortunate to have this opportunity. I'm looking at my window right now at redwood trees going up a hillside and some of the campus buildings.
Peterson said that he lived in Sonoma County and that he was always a Northern California person at heart.
I was born in Santa Maria, and then before I even can remember, moved to Santa Rosa in Sonoma County and spent quite a few years in Sonoma County. Did a lot of growing up in Sonoma County. And even though this is a little north of Sonoma County, it feels like being home. I spent so long away from home in Florida to be able to come back here and have this opportunity in this part of the country, in Humboldt County. I just feel like incredibly lucky.
Peterson replaces former campus police chief Lynn Soderberg, who had been in that position for 3 years. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.